The United Nations Security Council is meeting tomorrow to consider a chilling investigative report implicating high-ranking Syrian officials in the assassination of Lebanon's popular former Prime Minister, Rafiq al-Hariri.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has demanded action by the international community to isolate Syria, but has not said what kind of action. One phrase notably absent from this discussion is regime change. The rhetoric on Syria is different from Iraq, where President Clinton's Secretary of State Madeleine Albright first called for regime change in a speech in Atlanta in December 1998, laying the groundwork for violent change in the regime by the Bush administration. On Syria, there's been no hint of any use of force, even to support a Syrian opposition. Arguably, Syria has done more to destabilize the region than Iraq did. There have been clashes with American troops on the Iraqi-Syrian border. The New York Times reports that President Bush has not signed off on any specific strategy to contain Syria, and there is no current plan to oust President Bashar al-Assad. Not even small clandestine operations by special operations units have been authorized. A senior official was quoted by the Times, "We've got our hands full in the neighborhood." And so the Bush administration has become a late-blooming enthusiast for collective action. On NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary Rice said that the use of Syrian territory for transit of terrorists into Iraq is an issue that will be addressed in multilateral fashion. One price of the war in Iraq may be that it's left the United States so weakened that it's become difficult to contemplate another military operation. This is Daniel Shore.